But I thought, okay, I'm going to do that. And I can't have a sour cream and chive baked potato without crackers.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
And so we stopped at a local grocery store and we got some Ritz crackers.
When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know, downtown.
So that was my dinner last night. And then we watched The Good Doctor, and I know Fatty listens to this show, so I know he still watches Good Doctor, and I'm wondering his opinion. So Fatty, you can call in, you can email me, you can forget that I mentioned this at all, but we were watching The Good Doctor, and we watched, apparently there was this, what do they call it, like a silent
downtown
spinoff episode or whatever that they put in the middle of The Good Doctor season, so apparently there's a potential new show on ABC that they're going to be calling The Good Lawyer. And it's a girl, it's a lady who has OCD and she's an attorney.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I can't have a sour cream and chive baked potato without crackers. Forget that I mentioned this at all.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3972 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 26th of April, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's lovely to have Squeaky Bacon here today. It is indeed. Yes, Big Fatty.
Well, good morning, Big Fatty.
Oh, darling. Hello, Big Fatty. Hello.
Big Fatty, good morning. I don't want to wake everybody up.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up, sunshine, and share this rainy day.
Hello, Humpa's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all saying good morning to us today. Y'all there from the Red Stick. Y'all, that was Phoenix Dave. And then that was that Bettina Dupre. And Casey from Enormous. Shh.
Wake up the sunshine, share this friendly day.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with the guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Big Fatty, Squeaky Bacon, and I just love the Fatty the Pooh music. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, we got home, and after visiting Olive, and I think I mentioned that already, y'all had a lovely garden salad for my supper, and Yeah, and then I had to watch the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And y'all, they're all talking about firings over there at quick dog jumps over the lazy fox or something like that. Whatever. But anyway, and y'all, then after that, I watched the Jeopardy. It was good. And then the Antiques Roadshow. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. The old people love the Antiques Roadshow. And y'all, I was tired. And anyway, I was in the chamber a little after 9, and y'all slept like a baby until about, oh, I don't know, about 5:30 or so, and woke up. Y'all, again, I had 8 hours of sleep, and so woke up and kind of turned over, decided I'd get up and TT. Oh, Big Fatty, Miss Bacon does not like for you to say TT. Well, I didn't boom boom, I just sissied. Okay, Big Fatty, much better. I'm sure that's acceptable with Miss Bacon. Sissy and boom boom. Anyway, rolled back over, and y'all, next thing I know, my Apple clock is said, Big Fatty, Miss Gayle King waits for no one. And so, y'all, that was at 10 minutes to 7. So, y'all, I got up, had my coffee. Y'all, I think I mentioned this, that I found at the Sam's Club. It's like a British Bafran. And, you know, it's basically like, For us Southern folks, it's like country ham, except it's not salty. It's just smoked or cured or whatever. It's just not salty like country ham. But anyway, it's quite good. And so I had some of that and a piece of sourdough toast for my brofkas. And y'all, the nip came down. We were off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle. Y'all, it's nice and cool this morning. And it's been lovely, just lovely weather-wise here. And so came back, and I checked in with Olive. And y'all, looks like he's going to stay too, I say, Tuesday night also. he feels fine. But they're trying to get his medications the way they need to be, if he gets up and does anything, he feels fine, but his heart starts racing and blood pressure goes up, so something ain't right. And as he says, I want to stay here until we figure out the problem and going towards fixing it. So he'll be staying there. The Nip and I will still be going over to Shady Pines and have supper with the girls. I'm sure we'll catch up on all the gossip and the cackling. Big Fatty, speaking of the cackling, you know, Mr. Cackle and his entourage arrives today. It's true, they do arrive on Wednesday. Good thing that on the other side of the day on Hump Day, because, you know, it's downhill from there. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all, after I spoke to Olive, I was watching The Price is Right, and then I got my share, and y'all, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if Hortensia just got mixed up on the dates or whatever. Very unusual. I didn't hear from her when she didn't come last two, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, so I said, well, maybe she just got mixed up on the dates. Well, on two, I say, Tuesday, as I record this, y'all, she didn't come today either. So Y'all, something's either happened or she's moved on, but I'm afraid that Big Fatty has moved on regardless. So, anyway, yes, Big Fatty, you'll have to get out your French maid costume and start cleaning up for Mr. Cackle. Well, either that or he'll just have something to rub his white glove over. Big Fatty, he's wearing gloves. Yeah, probably opera link. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, here I am now recording a little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much... Oh, no! What am I saying? Y'all, I forgot. Y'all, before, as I was preparing my solid, young Nicholas stopped by, and y'all, we visited for a little while, and he had a card for me, and he says, oh, you can open it on the little show, and y'all, it had a stamp on it and everything. Big Fatty, can you peel that off and put it on something else? Well, we can try later. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, we just open this little card right here and see what we got. It says, oh, Big Fatty, it says, you are brave, bold, kind, proud, courageous, fierce, strong, determined, inspiring, and loved. And our Big Fatty, just wanted to write you a few words of love. I know that I can't come see you as much as I used to, but you are missed very much and loved even more. Big Fatty, that's so sweet. You have made my life so much better just by being a part of it. A very big part of it. Yes, Big Fatty, just enormous. Well, not enormous in that. No, Big Fatty, now you know, Vienna sauce. Anyway, I wouldn't be the nasty pig. I wouldn't be the nasty pig I am today if it wasn't for you, Granny and Durwood. Oh, Big Fatty, that makes Squeaky Bacon very happy. It does, makes Big Fatty very happy. All my love, young Nicholas. Well, y'all, isn't that just the sweetest thing, young Nicholas? Thank you so much for that. I'm sorry that I forgot that you stopped by. Big Fatty, he knows you're just like old Crooked Hat.
Downtown.
Oh, no, I meant you can't eat a sour cream and chive baked potato without crackers. Y'all, is that not the craziest thing you ever who has to have, anybody else have to have crackers if you're having a sour cream and onion baked potato? Big Fatty, just let it go. Let it go. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, I have been served. I have been served. It is from the law offices of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe and Associates. Alistair P. Dewey, Esquire, William Cheatham, Esquire, Sophia M. Howe, Esquire, and some interns, but it says to Big Fatty or representative on behalf of my client, Captain D of Tennessee, we write to inform you that you have been in breach of the verbal contract establish when the purchase of your luxury mattress was made. Big Fatty, how did you violate the mattress? Well, I can think of a couple of ways. Our office has been made aware of the many instances of on-air references that have been made to commercial ventures. Example, reference to the 8th state to enter the union and having to do with coagulated milk proteins. Conway. Okay, this is all legal gibberish. The expectation when your bedding was professionally installed into what you referred to as the chamber was to use a legal term, quid pro quo, when initiated. Our research team will be lurking your Big Fatty online broadcast and will monitor it to determine if your behavior has changed. This so-called poodle will also be a named litigant if further action is taken.
Big Fatty, I'm gonna be a litigant. What the hell is that? Something like the Episcopal Church?
No, I don't think it's called a litigant. Cordially, Alistair P. Dewey, attorney at law.
Big Fatty, this sounds very exciting. It does, but
y'all, I've got no idea what it's all about.
Big Fatty, nothing, no surprise there.
And y'all, I guess we'll just keep you in the loop, as they say, as to further actions being taken by the plaintiffs against Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, we still don't know what it means.
We don't. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, speaking of shenanigans, you know, Mr. Cackle and Wine Rag and Dean, they're all gonna be here at the, Friday at Fatty's, and y'all, I can't wait to see, what they think of the Nip. And, speaking of the Nip, y'all, we're out, on the Nipple Walk this morning, and y'all, the Nip has a way of engaging his mouth before his brain has thought about what he's saying. Today, y'all, he was complaining about something. Complains about everything, you know. Oh, why do they need all that? Look, what's going on over there? What are they doing over there? You know, just Gladys Kravitz. But y'all, says, look at that. That's just dumb as a doorbell. Yeah, that's right. Dumb as a doorbell. Anyway, y'all, I have already warned my neighbors that, you know, it's usually very what am I trying to say?
Big Fatty, I don't know, but you sound like the Nip.
It's very rambunctious, you know, when Granny's here. But y'all, you combine Granny and Mr. Cackle and his crew, y'all, I warn them, it's going to be loud. Oh,
dear Gussie, it's going to be loud.
So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Gonna pay a visit to Olive after we have supper with the girls over at Shady Pines, and hopefully he'll be coming back to Shady Pines very soon with a proper diagnosis and a plan of for going forward.
Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Cricket Hat.
Y'all, bless his heart. Bless his heart. Cricket Hat, remind everybody again about one of your favorite things.
I can't have a sour cream and chive baked potato without crackers. Forget that I mentioned this at all.
Oh, no, we're never going to forget that.
baked potatoes and crackers for everyone.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.